and welcome to the sixth episode of KeepCasual.com's podcast. My name is Kirk.
And Mike.
And I'm Brooks.
And we're here to give you your daily or weekly and daily information if you check our website.
Or bi-weekly.
Or bi-weekly or whenever we actually do it. Of the casual gaming industry for the consoles and portables. So we'll start off with Mike. Mike, what are you playing this week?
Well, we you know, we had our party on Saturday, so we've been playing some Rock Band.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That was a lot of fun.
There were too many people, though.
Yeah, but you know what? That's okay, because we had multiple bands.
It's called a party.
I mean. Yeah. And then yesterday, I picked up Street Fighter 4 for the 360.
Oh, yeah, how was it?
Well, you know, I got it at GameStop because it was on sale for $20.
Hey, can't beat that.
Yeah, well, considering it just came out for $60 not 4 months ago.
Right. Does that tell you something about the game?
No.
Or is it just that you got a good deal on it?
It tells you something about GameStop, because they're trying to make way for their fall, the ton of games that come in between September and December.
Gotcha, okay.
So, yeah, so I got that, and I made the mistake of setting my online status to open. So I'm like, okay, well, what I'm going to do is, you know, I'm going to get used to the game, see how it plays.
You got your butt kicked.
And no, I didn't even. Well, I selected. Well, yeah.
High school flashbacks all over again.
Right?
So what I did was I wanted to play against the computer to get, you know, used to the subtleties of the game. And I made the mistake of putting my online status to active. So I select my fighter. I put it on the easiest setting for difficulty.
Right.
It goes to my first guy. As soon as I get to the first guy to fight, a new challenger has entered. I'm like, what the heck? How is a new challenger? I didn't even start yet. And it was a guy from somewhere else seeing that I'm online and challenges me.
Ah, okay.
So I fought this guy for a couple rounds, and I think we fought five matches, and I won two of them.
Well, it
wasn't too bad.
No.
So I'm like, okay. And so I'm like, all right, so I got to go. I'm like, I got to go. I got to practice. I got to see what the single-player mode is like, because I didn't even touch it yet.
Right.
So I select my guy again, and I get ready to start again. Bam! Happens again! Another guy shows up and fights me again. And this guy just completely destroys me.
You just can't win.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
So I played that. I played a couple matches.
Does it actually say, you lose? Like, you know, something?
No, it says, the other guy wins. And then I, you know, after that match, I quit again. And I'm like, okay, well, this time... And then the exact same thing happens again. So I fought about 10 rounds before I even got a chance to get into the single player. But it's a lot of fun. The game itself, the animation is smooth. It's just a very good-looking game. So
cool.
Other than that, you know, I've just been busy with work. So those are the only two games I played
cool.
this week.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, I didn't even know you were playing that. It's kind of new to me. Brooks, what are you playing?
I actually have had a non-video game week somehow by accident.
Well, hey, you played Rock Band, too.
I did play that at the party last weekend, but no, I've been a little under the weather and a little busy with other things. And I know it's sacrilege to say here on the podcast, but yeah, I actually didn't play any video games this week.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't play any specific puzzle games today? No.
Well, yeah, I did check out.
Oh, what game might that be?
All right. I had to see the Peggle thing.
Peggle!
Hey!
We're batting 1,000 for Peggle podcasts.
Yes, we are. So that's cool. I mean, at least you were able to get two games in, I guess.
Yep.
So, I'm Kurt. I've been playing a couple games. Of course, at the party, I've been playing the Rock Band 2. I actually recently got into Acronoid, which was an original coin-op game. And that was pretty cool. I saw it on there on the Xbox Live Arcade. It's kind of like Breakout on steroids.
Well, it's had a couple of forays into the console world.
The original NES had it.
2600 comes to mind, I think.
The 2600 had actually Breakout. Didn't have the Acronoid.
Oh, that's right. There wasn't.
But the NES, the original NES, right, had Acronoid. I believe they brought it back later on for the console, but I can't remember which console it was.
And of course, it's been in PC World several times.
Oh, yeah. PC World has been all over the place.
I remember playing it on DOS. Arc 2 Firm was the exe file.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know why I remember that.
Yep.
Because I typed it so many times. Arc 2 Firm.
Yeah, and that's Acronoid 2.
Absolutely.
Return of Rao or whatever his name is. But So I've been playing that.
How does it compare?
I kind of actually like it. It's kind of weird not having the, you know, the traditional spinner that you would have for
oh sure
you know a coin op, which is when I used
Atari.
To. Well, yeah, Atari. See, that's the thing about consoles today. They don't have an accessory like that, which you would think that, I mean, yeah,
The spinner is definitely, that and the light gun are two very very lost portions of the genre.
Well, then right. I got an answer. They have Arkanoid. I call it Arkanoid. For the
Arkanoid, Arkanoid, whatever.
For the DS. You can get it for the DS.
Hmm. Okay, now I can see how you use the stylus to move your...
However, you can order this from Japan. It goes in the Game Boy Advance slot, and it is a little spinner.
Really?
Oh, yep. Wow.
I think you can get it pretty cheap, too. I don't know why they didn't release that in the U.S. It's only available in Japan, but...
Will it work for any other games?
That support it.
Well, I'd still. I mean, if it's a decent amount of price, I might pick it up just for that game. I mean, it's a great game. I mean, I love playing it.
Oh, absolutely.
I love the power-ups and everything that Arkanoid does have, you know.
Yeah.
You've got multi-ball. Multi-ball.
It's only in pinball. You only shout out multi-ball when you get multi-ball in pinball,
you
not Arkanoid.
You were doing it in Peggle. Oh, no, you were
Damn.
Doing... You were
Was
doing,
I?
Yeah, you were doing multi-ball.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's another rule. I don't know if you... When you're playing pinball, when you get multi-ball, you have to shout out multi-ball.
Oh.
That's a rule.
It's just a house rule, I guess you could say. It's just one of those internal jokes for everybody who's out there listening and kind of drifting off. So, anyways, I like the power-ups. The laser, you know, I mean, just everything that the original coin-op classic arcade has,
Absolutely.
It has. So I was playing that, the Rock Band 2, and I was also playing, I actually went back to the Wallace and Gromit game a little bit and started playing that too, even though I already did the review and everything like that. Still playable game. Still pretty cool. So those are the ones I've been playing. And she's not here, but the wife has been also playing the Droplets game, which she has a review up on the website for. So that's what I've been doing.
Cool. All right. So, well, this is actually going to be a pretty big podcast. We've got a lot of stories to tell. We
a lot of exclusives.
Went out on a little field trip this past Friday. Brooks, you want to tell the story? You want to start us off?
Yeah, IT Games invited us to come out and take a look at some stuff that they're doing. Most specifically is a game called Carnival King, which is actually, let me do some background real quick first. IT Games, also known as the makers of the greatest coin-op franchise in the world, Golden Tee. If anybody's ever been to a bar, bowling alley, cemetery, never mind.
Basically, any cemetery.
Anywhere that has
Baroque and Allsup, I think they got some there.
Yeah. I mean, any place with loose quarters.
I really don't think that there's any bar that I've been to that does not have a Golden Tee machine.
Certainly not, man.
I don't think that there's been a bowling alley that I've been to that doesn't have a Golden Tee, whether it has a bar or not. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those icons of America right now where.
Recent time, or the last 10 years, probably.
Right.
I remember seeing them first, 96, 97.
Right.
As far as like semi-universally or seeing them around a lot and finally figuring out how, you know, what it was and then watching them progress into their live and I'm sure you know all right, these are all casual gamers I assume that are listening to this podcast. I'm sure they've noticed it too. So but
you can
anyway.
Also say that Golden Tee is pretty much single-handedly keeping the arcade genre alive.
Pretty close.
I would think so. Yeah, because I don't see. I mean. Yeah, I mean, there's other game companies out there that do still make coin-op games, but I think that they are one of the leaders in.
Sure.
I can almost pinpoint saying that they have probably more coin-op games out there than any other company.
Oh yeah, and that
produces
well
coin-op
known.
Games.
Yeah. Anyway, so they had a coin-op game by the name of Carnival King, and they've now ported that over into WiiWare, and it's going to be coming out very soon. And we had a very very awesome discussion with
Andy and Dan.
Yep. A couple of the guys over there they showed us the game. We had some fun stuff. And
They gave us some hands-on with Carnival King.
Absolutely.
They answered any questions we had about the game. They gave us an exclusive interview. So we'll just take this time out to say thanks a lot, guys. We really do appreciate all that you did for us.
Yes, very much do appreciate it. And I mean, are we the only people that have touched the game outside of that company?
I'm not sure. I'm not going to say yes because I don't want to get us in trouble.
No, I'm just asking. I mean, if we are or not, I mean
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If we are, then wow.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you. Well, let's just talk about real quick our impressions of Carnival King. Kurt, you want to go?
picking it up, man. I mean, that game is so cool. I mean, I said this before, like, personally, and I, you know, now that we're broadcasting it, and now that we have the information out on the website, and we've had the go-ahead from IT to go ahead and release this, I've played other Carnival games, and they always lack, and they're always just kind of like, okay. I mean, the playability is like, you play it once or twice, and I'm done. This game, as they explained to us and we have seen hands-on, the game learns with you. So you could be playing, and if you're not that good of a shot, then the stuff will come out slower.
It's but progressively, semi-adaptive.
Right. Progressively, as you get better, the game gets harder.
Right.
So,
but at the same time, you can have a novice player and you can have a very highly defined player, and the two of them can both sit down and enjoy the game together because...
At the same time.
It, you know, each one's turn...
it adapts to the player.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. That's very neat.
And not only that, there's more than just, like, the other Carnival games. It's like, okay, we've got this shooter game, and we could do this, and we could do this, and we could do this. This is all shooter games, but it's jam-packed with so many that, I mean, you're going to keep the playability there for a very long time.
Well,
the
different games are truly different. I mean, it's not just, hey, now we got balloons, and we're going to shoot a whole bunch of them. Oh, no, now we got boxes. But it's the same game. We just changed the picture to box. It's not that.
Right.
The games are
a lot of variety.
Different.
Yeah. Right,
yeah. And different rules and a whole different play concepts on all of them, which that's definitely going to keep it on the forefront of your game list for substantially better.
And I, honestly, I'll wrap it up with what my impression of it. I love it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm getting it. I'm buying it. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, what I have to say is that when I went in, I really had the high expectations for the game because
it's IT.
Well, yeah, Incredible Technologies and Endspace made Target Toss Pro Bags for WiiWare, which I still can't get enough of that game. So,
you know what? That's another game that I've been playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
okay.
Actually, I got four.
So I enjoy that game so much that I kind of, was just expecting this to be just as good because,
Well, I mean,
they've proven themselves.
They've already got the pedigree. I mean, this is, you know that they're good. And then their first WiiWare release at Pro Bags has been a very good game. We all enjoy it very much, especially socially, casually, both.
Yeah.
I was totally, I'm with Mike. I was expecting good and definitely
delivered. And I wasn't disappointed because, so it is a straight-up shooting game. But like Brooks was saying, there's a lot of variety in the game itself. It's not just shooting, it is shooting targets, but one stage you're shooting a bunch of targets. Another stage, you got to match the certain color prompt that appears on the screen. Stage, you got to find two matches.
The dunk game.
Then another one, you got to dunk a guy.
That's the good one. I like that.
So, there's enough variety so that it doesn't get boring and repetitive. What I liked was the play it again aspect that they have included.
Right.
When I was playing, it was a haunted house level. And this is what I put in my impressions of the game on the site. When I was playing the haunted house level, and you get a time limit, and I was up to a point where you had to shoot shadows that were in the haunted mansion.
Right, that was in the windows.
In the windows, yeah. So I that's as far as I got before my time ran out. But then in comes the tester to show us how it's done.
Now he was actually the developer he helped develop the coin-op game and the WiiWare game.
Right.
So, of course, he knows it pretty well. Plus, he tested it. He said he had to play it, remember.
6 weeks, 8 hours?
Eight hours a day. Such a hard knock life.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to take it into consideration.
That is some serious endurance.
And after that, you better be good.
Yeah,
no good.
So when I, at the point where I was, getting to that one part in the game, he just destroyed me, went past that, killed all the monsters in the house. Then all these bats started coming flying at him.
Yeah.
He killed all the bats. The house started to crumble.
Right.
So the better you are, the more you get to see and do.
Right. And
that gives back to that whole, I'll keep on trying so I can do this. Oh, what's going to happen next?
Exactly.
Well, the story continues, and there's more to the story, which makes unlike most shooting games, okay, I shot six. Guess what I get next time?
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah,
what do I get after that? Eight. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's totally not what this is. This is way more creative, way more interesting. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then definitely, when they've added the leaderboards, both local and online, I think that'll definitely help the replayability of the game.
But that's a hallmark of IT.
Right, I was going to say, IT's had that since they started. I mean, they've had leaderboards with Golden Tee. You know,
the interactive one started with Golden Tee Live, but that alone shot that franchise through the roof.
Right,
so,
expect that. But with Nintendo's online service, it's kind of, you know, but so they've gone the extra mile and put the online leaderboards. So.
It's WiiWare.
And it's WiiWare.
It's not a box game. I mean, this is something that could be a box game. This could be a shelf game. But it's WiiWare with the leaderboards and everything else. I mean, that says a lot.
It's done right. Yeah.
So, unfortunately, everybody else is going to have to wait till probably like September, maybe October. Yeah. They didn't give us a set release date. We're going to wait. Well, not us, though. We could probably go back this Friday and play it again. Guys, let us in. We want to play some more.
I don't think so. I don't think they'd let us do that. But, I mean, and they don't have a price point yet on it.
No.
It's right now, from what they said, it's in Nintendo's hands.
Right, they're double-checking
it
to make
sure that it's everything. And then, you know, they're going to decide the price point and everything. Yeah. And
right, and release date. So, yeah, Carnival King, based on our hands-on impressions, it's going to be a great game. Definitely, especially if you liked Target Toss Pro Bags, definitely want to pick this one up. We'll probably give away a copy when it comes out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just keep watching the site for that.
Yep. And keep listening to the podcast because we don't know how we're going to do it. We don't know if we're going to do a website giveaway or if we're going to do a listener giveaway or whatnot.
And remember that the entire text of our interview with Andy and Dan is on the website, so you can get all you can read in everything we heard. And it's a pretty interesting conversation.
Yeah, there's at www.keepcasual.com.
So and there's some other information on there about not just about Carnival King, but about their whole business model in general. Some stuff about Carnival King.
I also want to quick put in a shout out for the that other game we played with the lawn darts.
It's bundled with Target Toss Pro for the coin op.
Yeah, for coin op,
right.
Actually.
The lawn darts.
That
was
unbelievable.
Oh yeah, that was a great game.
You
know you have to find the raunchiest bar.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's all I gotta tell you because that's the version you want.
There's two versions. We'll just say this: there's two versions of lawn darts in the arcade. The clean version and the fun version.
Right, yeah. Right.
Not to say the clean version isn't fun. It's just has a few choice things
to
say when you miss.
They have a different vocabulary that can be put in an adult-only environment, shall we say.
Exactly.
Or
so you're probably not going to find it in your local arcade.
Yeah, probably not Chuck E. Cheese either.
Yeah, probably not Chuck E. Cheese either, but you will definitely find it in your bars. And it's up to the bar owners or their coin op. Owners,
the vendor,
the vendor on whether they want to have explicit out or not.
But the game itself, I just want to tell our listeners: if you see the coin-op game of lawn darts or Target Pro Bags, it's a lot of fun. They have a dartboard dartboard game where you play with lawn
cricket.
Darts.
Cricket,
right?
Yeah, cricket.
They got cricket,
and then they have
the card,
the poker one,
the poker one.
That's a lot
of
fun.
Well, that's a staple because they've had poker through the Target. Target Toss Pro also.
Sure, but no.
So
it's
they just
kind of
incorporated into
and
this
it's,
too.
Yeah, it's the same engine. And actually, you need to keep an eye out because the lawn darts and the bags game are not the same. Are not different cabinets.
They're
bundled
in
the same one.
Right.
Sure.
At least the version we played.
Right. So I mean, I don't know if they're actually gonna. They might even
put out a second one
for it.
What I really liked is how they played up the whole illegal aspect of lawn darts.
Oh yeah, it was
The level we played on was like, in the middle of the forest, you know, like a campground type setting where
like rebel.
There's like a group of rebels. Okay, there's no cops around. Let's play some lawn darts.
Right, exactly.
But lawn darts was a lot of fun.
Yep.
The other thing we played that was a ton of unbelievable. I could not believe how much fun I had. Was Power Putt.
Yes, Power Putt. I was just going to say that I was really excited that they had that sitting there. And they said, hey, you want to play it? Well, I was like, yeah. Move over.
So we should have
That was definitely that was a lot of fun.
I mean, that's an awesome coin-op game. That one, you might, I don't know about Chuck E. Cheese. They usually have
I'm sure. That one's more family.
It's definitely family-oriented.
Well, it's family-oriented, but I haven't seen it in the local Chuck E. Cheese that we have out here. But, I mean, it's something that would be in that kind of environment.
Yeah. Or
I know
it could be in a bowling alley.
Those guys all
Dave
have
and Buster's.
That's kind of. It's also like a bowling alley pool hall environment game.
Right. Sure. I mean, but it's a good game. I like it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was excited before we even got there.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you know what? I think they might have this game there. And I really want to
play
it.
Yeah, you're talking about that.
And I'm like,
it was good. It was a lot of fun. So.
And then Kurt's like, I have to go to the bathroom.
I'll be back.
I'll be right back. And I'll hear in the background, come on, David, kid.
45 minutes later, I come back. Hey, sorry about that.
Oh, did you find the bathroom okay?
I got lost.
Bathroom. But yeah, this power putt, it's you know, it's a miniature golf course, and what I liked about it most is that it doesn't stray too far from realism.
No, the physics on it's amazing.
The physics amazing, and it actually, it when you're playing it, it actually gives you that feeling of an actual miniature golf course. Like, yes, they can make a miniature golf course like this.
High adventure style mini golf course.
Right. So, there's a lot of...
Yeah, on steroids.
Yeah, there's a lot of mini golf...
It's a bit fantasy.
There's a lot of mini golf games out there that are just too wacky for their own good.
Sure.
They need to, bring it down a level.
Well, at least you got to at least tack one corner of it down in physics somewhere, right?
Yeah. And then... So lawn darts we loved.
How they've embraced HD on for coin off, because that's a new thing coming.
And then
up.
The other thing, cool. Okay, one last thing I wanted to mention, and then we'll get into the news. One of the things about when we played Golden Tee,
right?
One of the things that amazed me most was the fact that in the coin op for Golden Tee, they take your best shots and automatically upload them to YouTube.
Yeah, that was pretty
that's
sweet.
Amazing.
That was ingenious.
Absolutely.
Right. Leave it to them. I mean, come on.
They've been on the forefront of that department or that industry for a long time.
Right.
Now.
But still, I saw that, one of those things, like, oh yeah, why didn't I think of it? That makes so much sense. Keep an eye out for Carnival King. Keep an eye out on Friday. We're gonna post a little feature about that lawn darts, because that's a game we hope one day will come to WiiWare. So we're going to try to raise awareness for it.
Absolutely.
Right. Exactly. So, they're great games. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks again, guys. All right.
On to the news?
Yeah, we'll go on to the news. Lips for the Xbox 360. This is for Lips Number One Hits, the sequel. The first Lips came out about a year ago. It was a karaoke game for the Xbox 360. Came with two wireless microphones. So I guess it did well enough for them to announce a sequel.
Do you
know
if this one's going to come out with the bundle pack of two microphones also, or is it just going to be the single?
I'm sure it will.
Okay.
So
I was just curious. I didn't know.
Yeah. Some of the artists that they announced and songs. California Love by Tupac featuring Dr. Dre and Roger Troutman.
Woot.
I don't know. What is that one?
I don't know.
Is that the one that goes, California?
No, I don't think so.
That's not...
So. It could be.
I carry a tune somewhere near as good as I carry a Volkswagen. So,
on your back,
Barbie Girl,
no, flat.
Barbie Girl by Aqua. Oh, okay. You know that one, right?
Yes, we know that one.
Good. That,
who doesn't know that?
Good.
One?
That way
you could be made out of.
That way I don't have to sing it.
I was gonna say you could be completely out of the loop and still know that song.
That's actually whenever somebody walks by me and goes, "Oh, I got a song stuck in my head."
You start singing that to them, right?
And they're like, "You, the blankety blankety blank." Now that's stuck in my head. I'm like, "Well, the other song isn't." And they're usually like, "I liked it better."
Let's see, "Just Dance" by Lady Gaga. Another one I don't know.
I think I've heard of that one before.
Oh, here's a good one. Sure. Here's a good one. "Tears for Fears." Everybody wants to rule the world.
That I like that song.
Quick
so
trivia: what awesome show on HBO had that as its theme song?
I heard it, and I know it. I just don't. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was Dennis Miller Live.
There you go. Yeah. Right. Exactly. I used to watch Dennis Miller Live, religiously, so that's why I knew it. I just couldn't put the name together.
Lily Allen, The Fear. I think that's a
UK
one.
I know Lily Allen, but I don't know that song, so.
Okay. "Don't Funk With My Heart" by
Hell
the Black
Eyed
Peas.
That song is awesome. I'm sorry.
I never heard. How does
like
it go?
It.
That's not the one that goes
la,
boom,
la,
boom,
la.
Boom.
No. No,
boom,
no,
boom,
no.
Boom.
I hate that song, dude. That song
got
I
a Kit
swear
Kat.
To God.
He's saying got a Kit Kat, right? Because he's happy that he got a little chocolate bar, right?
That's what I thought.
Got a Kit Kat, boom, boom. He's excited.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. He's boom, boom, boom.
I'd
Is that even the right song?
I would say boom, boom, boom if I had a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
I'd run up to people on the street. Got a Kit Kat, boom, boom, boom. Oh, my God, get away from me.
No, the one Fergie originally. It was actually, this one was an older song from the Black Eyed Peas from, not when Fergie rejoined them. But
was it on the same album as Lady Lumps? What you gonna do with all that junk?
All that junk.
Okay, you know what? I think we're spending too much time.
Yes,
on this.
We'll go. Hey, I like Black Eyed Peas, and we love Fergie.
Okay,
so now we're gonna return to our regularly scheduled podcast.
Sorry
not
for that
the
side
MTV
note there.
Backdoor.
"I Don't Feel Like Dancing" by the Scissor Sisters. I think I've heard of that band before, but I never heard of that song.
Not me.
"Heartless" by Kanye West.
No Kanye West, don't know Heartless.
Touch My Body by Mariah Carey. No, thank you.
not at this age.
good thing she's not listening to the podcast.
I'm sorry.
We're going to get an email. This is Mariah Carey.
I'm sorry. Please continue.
Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees.
Know that one.
It's handy.
That's a good one.
Damn, I screwed up.
Now you're tongue-tied.
No, I was going to say it's handy. You can use the same... You can use the same impression for Mariah Carey as you do from the guy who does the Aflac voice. I couldn't think of his name.
Oh, Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah.
Gilbert Gottfried.
I've got sand in my wings. That's all I know from him. You ever heard?
See, that's what I was going to say. Is you could use the Mariah Carey. You can use the same impression.
I said this is Mariah Carey. Okay, I gotcha.
Moving on.
Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees. Always on My Mind by the Pet Shop Boys. And I'm Yours by Jason Mraz. Push the Button by Sugar Babes.
Sugar Babes.
So, you know what? This doesn't look too bad. They're all poppy. So,
and that's only a couple of the songs. For the complete list, you could be found at xbox.com/lips. Or we probably linked it to our website, www.keepcasual.com.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's another one that looks good. You know, well, just have to, some of those, another one of those ones, you'll just have to wait and see the full list before you make up your mind.
Yeah, I don't have the first original lips. I don't know. As far as a karaoke-ish type game.
It's a party game.
I would rather play something like Rock Band.
Where you have that, yeah.
You know, I mean, personally. I mean, if I don't have Rock Band, then yeah, I guess it would probably go for the lips.
But yeah.
I don't know, I personally think Rock Band is maybe better.
Okay, so new game was announced for the Wii called Baseball Blast by 2K Sports. That's another one, 2K Sports. They've got a quality track record. You know they're going to make a good game. This obviously lends itself to the Wii audience. It's got a bunch of mini games, so it doesn't look like it's just going to be a straight-up baseball game. They're going to have things they call Flyball Fury, Carnival, Power Pitcher, Bumper Base, Pennant Race, Galaxy Ball, and many more. From the press release, it says, the over-the-top action includes smashing home runs over planets, stealing bases within confines of Alcatraz Island, and slamming cannonballs back at pirate ships. You'll also be able to earn points towards trophy and unlocking new puzzles. So, it's, you know, another party game.
You know, I really don't play sports games. I think for the Wii, I think I picked up the Madden 08. And I think, Brooks, we played it like maybe three times online.
Yeah, it was.
And then we were like,
I got it and returned it.
And then we were like, done with it. I'm not a sports game guy. Something like this where you could actually smash cannonballs back at pirate ships or something like that.
It probably add to the playability or replayability, right. Maybe. Because that could be just fun for a bunch of people just hanging out.
Well,
you don't have
so
to
I mean,
start
that's
a
something I
game.
Might actually consider looking into, you know?
Sure. Well, that goes back on a game that I might have touched on this on another podcast. Back into Triple Play 2001 for the PlayStation.
Right.
I didn't play the actual baseball portion of the game. My roommate and I in college, we never played a game of baseball. We
just
always
did Home Run Derby.
The Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
The arcade version of the Home Run Derby.
Right.
Which was, you know, Home Run Derby.
Sure.
You get 10 strikes and you're done. You can hit as many home runs. But the difference between the arcade Home Run Derby is one of the levels was like a living room, a giant living room. So you hit
awesome.
The home run. It goes, you know, it goes over
the
ledge,
the picture.
And it breaks a picture. You get points for breaking the picture. It smashes the TV. You get points for smashing the TV. You know, it hits, you know, like a table, bounces off the table. You get points for that. And we had so much fun with that. And I think the Bigs 2, which just came out, kind of touches on that a little.
Right.
But since then, they haven't really done much with it. And if they have a game like this in Baseball Blast, then I'm picking it up day one because it was just so much fun.
Yeah, just
trying
off.
To see all the different stuff you can hit.
Sure.
And just goofing around.
Yeah.
Well,
like you were saying.
Well, if you write that correctly, you put in 10 different rooms or you put in 15 different things or you put a shooting gallery out there, some goofiness, and just have some fun with it, you know?
Yeah. Right. So Baseball Blast is scheduled to launch on the Wii later this fall. No price point was announced at press time. Okay. So Band Hero was announced.
Right.
Okay. It's going to be for all the systems.
Yeah,
it's kind of strange because Band Hero was announced and Guitar Hero 5 is announced, and they're gonna looks from what I'm from what I think they're gonna be released within a few months of each other, and it's the same company,
right?
So they didn't release a whole lot of information about it.
They got five songs that they
yeah. That well, what songs did they announce? So far?
Taylor Swift, Picture to Burn, No Doubt, Just a Girl, Lily Allen, Take What You Take, All American Rejects, Dirty Little Secret, and Jackson 5 ABC.
Who is this Lily Allen? This is the second time she's mentioned. I never even heard of her.
Lily Allen is a UK girl. She had one song that was playing on my radio. I can't remember what the song name was. But
Oh, well. So, yeah, so she's popular. All right, so there's 65 tracks total. The game's coming out for the DS. It's compatible with Guitar Hero World Tour downloadable content, so that's good.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. So, it looks like the thing that interests me, it says ability to drop in and out, which leads me to think that they're going for like an ultra-casual feel for this game. That would make sense to me. For Guitar Hero 5, they've got... It's more of a more like a hardcore, you know, rock and roll type songs. But this band Hero, judging by the first five songs that they announced, seems to be more, you know, more casual, more family friendly, that your mom and your dad would know, and that, you know, little teenage, you know, tweens would know. So yeah, so it looks like it's going to be interesting, like more of a casual, you know, even more casual than Guitar Hero. So
right.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what more information they have on that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of Guitar Hero, it looks like they finally announced the official track list for Guitar Hero 5, and there's some pretty heavy hitters in there. Just a quick synopsis. Not everything. The entire list will be.
Well,
on
just
the
give us your favorites.
Yeah, some of the favorites here. I'm just gonna go down here. We got Billy Idol, Bush, Duran Duran,
Gorillaz. Gotta say that.
Yeah, I like the Gorillaz.
Grand Funk Railroad, Iron Maiden, No Doubt, Public Enemy, Rush, Smashing Pumpkins. Weezer, Wild Cherry, Beastie Boys, Beck, Blur, Bob Dylan, Bon Jovi, Elton John, Garbage, Iggy Pop,
Coldplay.
Yeah.
So there's a good amount.
It's a really pretty good list of some heavy hitters in there.
And a broad genre of,
definitely,
of
yes.
songs too. So I mean, you're not stuck to just the ones that we've listed. The only reason why listed those is because those are ones that we're familiar with.
Oh, sure.
Check out our website.
Like I said,
for the
entire
list
is there. What's interesting, I've also just having perused the list, is it also spans a much larger time area. The time original frame was kind of 70s and 80s, and that was all there
right,
was.
Right.
Where here, there's definitely some, you know, from, well, Bob
right,
Dylan, that was
40
the 60s.
Years. I mean, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah.
Plus, on top of that, cool. You know, some of the other stuff that's on there. Is like the White Stripes. I mean, they're more recent.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, so mm-hmm. all around.
I thought Jack White said was bashing Guitar Hero. Now the White Stripes is in it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
What a jerk.
I know. Tell me about it.
Basically, Xbox, a little licensing money will do.
Yeah, that's true.
Microsoft has said that the Twitter and Facebook applications are planned to be on the Xbox 360 before Christmas. Yeah, it'll be separate applications rather than just another part of a big dashboard update.
There is a dashboard update coming out on August 11th.
Right, there is.
That's going to add some more features, but
right,
this is going to come
out
after.
This is not going to be part of that. It's going to come out after it. So,
well, that's why I got my Xbox chat pad,
ah,
so I can update my Facebook.
You do your Facebook and your Twitter, and you could be Twittering yourself, saying that you're playing Peggle.
I don't Twitter. I don't even know what... Okay. So I mean, it's so much easier using that chat pad than going, okay, I gotta move it to the D and then to the A.
The only reason why I got it is because I broke my headset and it came in a bundle. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Might as well.
So,
also, Plants vs. Zombies is coming to Xbox Live. PopCap. It's a PopCap game.
Makers of?
Peggle.
Okay. See, it comes full circle.
Yeah, see?
That's how we work.
There's something circular.
So,
So that's coming to the Xbox Live Arcade.
No price.
There's no price. There's really not a lot of
information. No price,
on
no
it.
Release date. It's just they just announced that they're coming out with it.
They're just like, hey, here's the game.
Here's
and
the reason
we're coming out with it.
Here's the reason why I wanted to include it. It's been getting a lot of buzz on the PC, side of things.
Right.
It's one of those tower defense games where you build up your plants and give them different weapons and stuff, and they sit there stationary, and you wait for a wave of zombies to come in.
Right.
It's just from, but I've never played it myself.
Pseudo strategy.
Yeah. I never played it myself, but from what I've heard, it's a lot of fun. So that's one we'll probably have to pick up when it comes out.
Yeah, we'll give it a try.
So, all right. Okay, so the weekly release is not a whole lot this week. Well, Sunday was a big release. Wii Sports Resort came out for the Wii. So I picked that up. I haven't gotten an opportunity to play because I'm still trying to work out a new system where I can do video reviews. So it's starting to be a headache, but I'm going to get into that as much as I can.
Yep.
Nintendo DS, Rockin' Pretty, awesome. And
it's not one of those other games like we were talking about before, is it?
I don't know.
A tweeny game.
Oh yeah, yeah. Rockin' Pretty. What did you think it would be?
I don't know.
A pet rock game?
Yeah, you have to draw a nice face on it or something.
My rock is pretty.
Some eyelashes.
And Space Bust a Move. Space Bust a Move. That's one that Cheryl and Heather would like.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
So
they're always into that Bust a Move type stuff.
Yeah. So Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, PSP. No major casual games. There's a couple hardcore games, but nothing for the casual audience, really. So that just about does it for our new...
We just got an exclusive email to us, if Mike would like to take care of it.
We sent out an email to Farsight Studios and Crave. These are the makers of Pinball Hall of Fame, the Williams Collection for the Wii, one of our favorite games.
Awesome game.
They're coming out with a version for the 360 and the PlayStation 3. And we sent them 5 questions. They were nice enough to grant us a little interview. We're going to post that probably tomorrow.
Yep.
And they gave us some great answers. We'll just go over 2 of the questions. If you want to see the rest of the interview, just visit the site. Kurt, you want to play the part of us?
Okay, definitely.
How about
question 2 and...
We'll do the big one. Question 2 and question 4.
Okay. Yeah. Question 2. What pinball tables are exclusive to the Xbox 360 and PS3? And how did you go about choosing them?
Brooks, you want to be them?
Our 3 new tables are Tales of the Arabian Nights, Medieval Madness, and No Good Golfers. Tale and Medieval were no-brainers. We really wanted those 2 tables. Our 3rd choice, which uses the same ROM chipsets as Tales and Medieval, was Monster Bash, but we couldn't secure the additional licenses needed in time, so we went with Golfers, which is a very fun and underrated table in our opinion.
Okay, yeah. And are there any plans to offer additional pinball tables for purchase, such as downloadable content?
Yes, we have plans, but unfortunately, I can't offer any details at the moment.
Ooh. No, I think that is the most important one, because
that had me giddy. Yeah. I was giddy. I love this game.
He was dancing around like a little schoolgirl.
If you're listening to the podcast and you have a Wii,
pick it up.
Pick up Pinball Hall of Fame.
But be aware, what we're talking about here is not Wii products.
Right, but if you can't wait,
if
you have a 360 or a PS3, hold off and get it. I think it's coming out in the early to middle of September.
Sure.
So you don't have that much time to wait. But this game is so perfect. I seriously cannot gush enough about how great this game is.
And the nice part is it's actually prototypical titles with prototypical play fields and the whole deal.
Right.
It's what you've always enjoyed.
The problem with some pinball games, I have a pinball game on my iPod Touch, and it doesn't have that feel. It's too fast. It's too floaty.
Right.
They perfected the physics. So if you remotely enjoy pinball, put this game on your radar. That's an order.
Yeah, yep. And if you're used to playing prototypical or real pinball, you know how bumpers should react. You know
how bump
targets should react. You know how spinners should react. You know.
Right.
These do.
And as a little teaser, they kind of explained that a little bit in the interview, so go to www.keepcasual.com and take a look at the interview that we have.
So some pretty good stuff this week. We had our interview.
Actually, this is a very exciting week because we had our interview with IT, and we got this exclusive that just came in today, so you guys are the first people to hear it before it even hits the website.
Yep. So a very special thank you again to Andy and Dan at Incredible Technologies.
Yes.
You have no idea how much we appreciate you giving us this opportunity.
Also, thanks
again to Bobby King,
right?
Over at Farsight Studios for taking out the time to answer these 5 questions. We really do appreciate that as well. So that's it for now. So we'll be back
next week.
We'll be back next week with some more information. Until then, you guys have a great week, and we'll see you later.
And look us up at www.keepcasual.com. If you have any questions, please email us at keepcasual.com.
Keepcasual at keepcasual.com.
Sorry. And we will see you next week. I'm Kurt.
Mike.
And Brooks.
We'll talk to you later.